Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hello, friends, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore what it's like to be a woman today who wears many hats while serving one God. I'm your host, Emma Danzi, and I'm so excited to encourage you in the hat of neighbor. As the holidays are in our midst, we have this special opportunity to reach out to those around us in a maybe more comfortable way. So I want to start off today by encouraging you to think about a creative way that you can bless your neighbors this holiday season. What would it be? What would it take for you to look around your area of living and to see a need and meet that need? Or what could it look like to provide a meal or some other type of hospitable gift? Maybe you're new to the area like my husband and I are, and you're just starting to build these relationships with those around you. Think about the impact and the time that you can take to go out of your house, go around, maybe deliver little gifts and meet your neighbors and take time to get to know them and hear their stories. You might think that the hat of neighbor seems a little insignificant to talk about or might appear to be pretty mundane. However, the Lord has gifted us with the opportunity to love our neighbor. He says in his word to love the Lord with all our hearts, souls, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we're going to take that very literally in our time today as we zone in on the neighbors that physically live in our areas, thinking about God placing you and placing me exactly where we are for such a time as this to be Christ-like and to love those who live around us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
There's a really interesting couple that I know from college. And when we were living in a different town, they were actually doing what was an apartment ministry. They specifically chose to live in an apartment complex so that they could be on mission to those who lived there. And within that time, they were able to create just a homey atmosphere for those who lived there and give a great opportunity for gospel conversations to happen. And so I just admired the fact that they literally planted their lives with the purpose of being a neighbor to segue into the gospel, being a neighbor to then propel them to share the gospel. This opened up so many conversations, and they were such a light to their community. The truth is that whether you chose to live exactly where you are or not, the Lord is sovereign, and he's placed you there. So you may not be like my friends who selected this apartment complex but you are still on mission to being a neighbor that is Christ-like, that represents Jesus well. My dad always has this picture hanging in his office, and it says, "The grass is always greener." And it's got a picture of four different scenes that are literally pretty much the same, of grass and cows. And the cows are each eating out of the other cow's farm that looks exactly like the area that they're fenced into. It is so easy, especially with those who live around us, to play the comparison game and to envy our neighbors. Just like this concept of the grass is always greener, if we're not careful, we can easily get swept up into keeping up with the Joneses and this mentality of staying at a certain level of wealth or materialism. And we've got to be on our guard with that. So today, within the hat of neighbor, we're going to be talking about what it looks like to be content in my neighborhood. It's a lot of work to upkeep a place of living, no matter where you are. And it can be such a temptation to look at those around us and see something that they're doing well or something that they have and desire to have that too. But today we're going to talk about that we're not supposed to envy our neighbors. Exodus 20:17 says, "You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor." Now, I know we live in a very different day and age, and so maybe your neighbor does not have an ox or a donkey. Maybe they do. But whatever was on that list, think about these things. In today's world, do not covet maybe your neighbor's car or your neighbor's beautiful yard, or do not covet your neighbor's spouse. That's still, you know, continuing to this day. Do not covet your neighbor's dog or unique animal. This verse actually repeats itself in Deuteronomy 5:21, word for word. I know when a parent repeats something to a child, he or she wants that child to get it. And God our Father repeats this verse to us because he wants us to understand the value of contentment with what he has given to us. The word covet is not one that I use in my daily life. And so the Bible uses this word, and the Webster's Dictionary defines covet to wish for earnestly, to desire which belongs to another. Synonyms could be to ache for, to hunger for, to lust for. This is an unhealthy, sinful jealousy of what someone else has. It is absolutely fine for us to acknowledge that someone has a beautiful garden. But when that stirs up inside of us and we say, "I want that garden. I don't have that garden. I wish I had that garden." To where we start to idolize the object or the person or the thing that that neighbor has, we begin to covet. We begin to envy, and jealousy just boils up inside of us. The issue with coveting is that just like with any desire, it grows if we do not put out the fire. Every day, we need to be cautious in guarding our hearts against the idea that the grass is greener on the other side. In our neighborhood and in our communities, people are going to have things, especially if you live in America like me. People have a lot of stuff. However, we need to be grateful, and a heart of gratitude can combat the temptation to covet. A heart of thankfulness and a heart of praise to the Lord for all that he has given to us can eliminate the temptation and the desire to envy and to ache for what someone else has. When we take our eyes off of Christ and we put our focus and our vision onto anything else, it will defeat us. It will crumble us because it is not our first love. Again, this goes back to keeping the priority of God in first place, loving God first, loving people, and then combating the enemy as the temptations do come our way, because it's very hard not to desire what others have. What is it that your neighbor has that you are coveting? Is it those new decorations? Maybe an amazing lawn? Is it their brand new car? We need to be careful to guard our hearts against the temptation to envy those in our neighborhoods and what they have. Our goal as Christians is not keeping up with the Joneses. Instead, it is loving God and loving people. Next is that God desires that we do well and speak well of our neighbors. Deuteronomy 27:24 says, "Cursed is anyone who attacks a neighbor in secret." And all the people will reply, "Amen." Psalm 101 verse 5 says, "I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride." And Proverbs 3:29 says, "Don't plot harm against your neighbor, for those who live nearby trust you." It is one thing to have a neighbor who irritates you, but if you are deliberately talking negatively and trying to get them looked down upon in the neighborhood because they have that loose dog or their strange habits, be really careful not to slander them. There are things that people in our neighborhood do that drive me personally nuts, and I could name a few, but I don't really want to gossip here, or that completely defeats the purpose of this message. So instead of being picky of them, I and you can ask the Holy Spirit to enable us to love our neighbors well and to show them kindness. I can love well by my words and my actions, and I can pray about every situation that comes along. I can even have a conversation if needed to work through a conflict with a neighbor. However, having a heart of Christ and wearing the neighbor hat means that I'm going to desire the best for my neighbor and do well and speak well of them. Is there someone in your personal area of living that you need to start doing well to and speaking well of? I just had this thought. Maybe it's not a neighbor as in a different apartment complex. Perhaps it's a roommate or a housemate that you're living with. You could be in a situation like that. We're called to love. We're called to show grace. We're called to communicate. We can all fall into targeting that one person or that one family, and if we're not careful, our actions and words can affect how others in the area are viewing them and interacting with them as well. It is so easy to fall under the temptation to covet and to fall into the temptation to speak negatively and to do negative things to those around us. We have to think about our influence and our impact. Especially as women, we have the gift to bless and have a heart of compassion and servanthood, or we can be evil and attack and be catty. But the Lord has gifted us with the beautiful community that's around us. We talked about last week just being available, just showing our neighbors that we care by the ways that we provide for them and look out for their needs. Maybe you feel like your neighbors don't have as much as you, and instead of the issue of coveting your neighbor, you're too prideful and cocky in your own home because you think it's better than everyone else in the neighborhood. That is an issue in and of itself. As a neighbor, we're called to be humble and Christ-like. And we're called to be grateful for what we've been given, to keep our homes well to the glory of God, but also to reach out and to show the complete love of Christ that we have. We can miss the opportunity that's right in front of us if we're so barricaded by the issue of coveting. We focus on the thing, not the person anymore. The enemy wants us to focus on the physical, where the Holy Spirit wants us to focus on the spiritual. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to have spiritual eyes and a Christ-like mindset so that we can have a walk that looks like the Lord. And we see time and time again in the life of Jesus that he was looking around him and loving those who were there. He was meeting their needs. He was praying probably for them. He was caring for them as his own. Romans 13, 9 through 10 is our key Bible passage for the week. It says, "For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." Who are you coveting in your neighborhood and why? What ways can you give God gratitude for the place that you are living in? How can you ask the Holy Spirit to help your perspective in loving others well and in being thankful for what He's provided for you? And then, is there someone who you need to do well to and speak well of? What are ways that you can show love to this person, even if it is challenging? This does not mean ignoring important issues, but carrying yourself in a Christ-like way. Neighborhoods are full of a variety of individuals. Think about how many people are lost in your area. Think about how many people need to know that Jesus loves them. You are the person. You are the one that God has entrusted your neighborhood to. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to covet the things, the material things that are around you? Are you going to get distracted by the issues that come up that drive you nuts? Or are you going to be that light in the dark places? Are you going to be thankful and to reach out and love in amazing ways through the power of the Spirit and to speak well and do well to your neighbors? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we have purpose, that we have meaning in this place of living that you have put us in. God, it was by no accident that we live at the exact address that we reside at, and you have placed those in our neighborhoods or in our apartment complexes around us for a reason. Help us not to waste this time that you have gifted us to build relationships and to love well like you. Forgive us for the ways that we have spoken and done our neighbors wrong. Help us to show kindness and abundant grace in the times that it is difficult. Lord, you reign over each home. And God, we thank you that you're preparing a place one day, and we will be with you. And we pray that the neighbors around us will be there too. Would you use us to be a light in their lives so that they can see the truth of the gospel and that truth will set them free? In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today as we discussed the amazing hat of neighbor. I want to let you know that we will be doing an interview with a special guest next week, and I hope that you will tune in again to Her Many Hats podcast.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.